Let's now turn our attention to the agricultural weather forecast. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago. Hey, Mark, thanks for being with us. It looks to me like in the next 6 hours, things are going to change here in our part of the world.
Yeah, Todd, from a forecast standpoint here across Illinois, certainly winter is on its way finally after this very mild temperatures, which are going to continue here today, but the cold front and associated cooler temperatures will work its way in here tonight and tomorrow. The more significant cold is coming in over the upcoming weekend and on into next week, where we do see this pattern change across North America, more troughing in the western U.S., troughing in the eastern U.S., more ridging in the western U.S., and that's going to help usher in those Arctic air masses here and actually sending temperatures down to colder than normal levels for the middle part of December. But even with that, we're not seeing much in the way of any real significant precipitation or any kind of big snowstorms here in Illinois or the nation's midsection. A little bit of snow in the air, but it still is a drier pattern. Actually, that drier pattern extends further west all the way through the plains.
And then turn your attention to Argentina. This is where the market was moved today. La Nina is still the player. What do we know about recent weather there and expectations for the next week or so?
Yeah, well, in Argentina, they did have an opportunity for rainfall in recent days, and the western part of their belt in Cordoba, Santiago del Estero, La Pampa, saw some relief. Some of the dryness in the eastern areas, though, was not able to be made up. So kind of a variable situation, but there was some minor relief, especially in the west. But looking out ahead for the next couple of weeks, it's a drier than normal pattern, and we see limited rain opportunities across Argentina. And along with that will be warmer than normal temperatures. In fact, by the end of this week, temperatures are forecast to be in the low to mid 90s Fahrenheit and actually stay that way through all of next week. So a period of warmer than normal temperatures combined with the below normal precip totals will allow the dryness to begin expanding again across Argentina.
Does that expand far enough north that it gets into Paraná or any of the Brazilian states on the southern edge of their bean-growing areas?
Very fringe areas, Todd. I guess the far southern acreage in Paraguay and then into Rio Grande do Sul in southern Brazil and, for that matter, Santa Catarina. Those are areas that look to be a bit more involved with the dryness here coming up. But those areas actually have seen significant rainfall here in recent weeks. So if they are dry for the next 2 weeks, it's not of any immediate concern, but that would quickly, accelerate to a higher concern by the end of this month.
And finally, what does the primary growing region of Brazil, Mato Grosso, look like?
It's looking really good here at this time. Lately, rainfall has been near to above normal across Mato Grosso, even extending down into Mato Grosso do Sul, Goiás. That's the northern corn and soybean belt, and that acreage will continue to be on the active side and continuing the very favorable conditions across that region.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse, joins us here on the Closing Market Report for Monday afternoon from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.